Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Wednesday, the 5th of February. The US Postal Service has temporarily stopped receiving parcels from China and Hong Kong in the wake of US President Trump taxing consumers of goods worth less than $800 coming from China. The rising price of eggs in the United States now means that restaurants are adding egg surcharges. These may seem like trivial issues, and they are, but they affect ordinary people's perceptions of economic reality. Small parcels account for 4.4% of China's exports to the United States, but they will tend to go directly to the customer, who notices if they do not arrive and is unlikely to be happy about it. That is a very visible consequence of trade taxes and changes perceptions in a way that taxing steel, for instance, does not. A minority of these parcels are actually handled by the US Postal Service, but customers using other delivery services will have to pay Trump's tax, and in doing so, will perhaps realize that tariffs are paid by the consumer and not by the exporter. The soaring egg prices are beyond the ability of any president to influence, but having campaigned on egg prices, Trump may find that popular confidence in their economic policies are affected by their inability to contain price increases. The question is whether these inconveniences have larger economic consequences. Arguably, the elections last year were won and lost in the aisles of Walmart, based on perceptions rather than reality. Voters felt negative and expressed that in their ballots, but experienced a positive economic reality, which meant consumer spending continued. Whether that perception-reality split endures will dictate the direction of the US economy this year. Both Europe and the United States are offering business sentiment polls. Political polarization and the general problems of getting anyone to answer a survey raises questions over the value of these. The rather turbulent nature of the political and economic scene at the moment also means these polls should probably be considered out of date before they're published. French December industrial production is not a market focus. Only 9 economists bother to forecast this, which gives a sense of its relative disinterest. US December trade balance data might show some stockpiling effects as businesses sought to offset the forthcoming trade taxes. Energy markets may also be worth a glance today, with oil prices rising slightly after Trump directed US Treasury Secretary Bessent to increase economic pressure against Iran via sanctions. This approach is hardly unexpected, and the price action has been relatively muted. Trump's comments on Gaza and potential US military occupation are not being taken seriously by investors. There may be ramifications in bringing about a broader peace settlement, and comments like these also possibly lessen the importance investors ascribe to other pronouncements, comments on tariffs being an obvious area. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.